The show has been orchestrated, I've been caffeinated, and thanks to these ladies, freshly masturbated. Let's do this. The show is orchestrated, I am caffeinated, and freshly masturbated. Let's do this.
All right, we are here.
Hello.
We apologize afternoon for the wait. If you're watching us live, because we've got all these technical difficulties we're working on. But we are live, we are streaming, we are on video, we're doing all the things right now. Hi, guys.
And what's going on, P-Bang?
Like, ready to go?
What?
I've got a nap.
You got a nap later. You're not allowed to nap now. Okay.
Oh, no.
I know. So how are you doing, Dom? Dumb question. How are you doing, Trixie?
I'm great.
Good. I'm glad.
Dumb question. Fuck you, Ryan.
Hey.
No. This is our spicy tea podcast. I can say fuck you anytime.
You really can. You can.
How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing excellent. Yes,
nobody
I am.
Nobody actually cares.
Oh, I
and
see.
I'm fucking that's awesome.
Everybody's awesome. Good. Yeah, and we've had our snacks today. And we're ready to go.
I'm we still got, snacking.
You're still
so am I.
Oh, jelly beans.
Wait, hey, there's fudge over there if you guys want any fudge.
Fudge and jelly beans. And
yeah.
What snacks did we eat this morning? Oh, because Ryan tried to feed me, what was that called? An apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
Oh, they're the best. Yeah, but you know I can't have sugar.
She had two little bites. She said it's so sweet and so good, but she had two little bites. So that's something in her belly.
But she had a banana cream pie later.
Oh, I did. I did. I had two bites of banana cream pie.
Banana cream pie. Yep. You can't go wrong with banana
it was
cream
my
pie.
Banana cream pie.
We call her banana.
Listen, Trixie coming in here like, eat my pie, bitch.
That's right.
Listen, there's only like a handful of people that I will not say no to.
Yeah.
Trixie tells me to eat her pie.
You're eating pie.
Eat that pie.
There you go.
That's right. I got it like that, bitches. Hey.
Everybody should eat that pie.
As long as they know what they're doing.
That's right.
Well,
pie is always good.
Listen, I can be their teacher.
Oh, I mean,
I will teach
open
them
up class.
Doing.
You should open up a class.
Well, how to eat the cream pie.
There you go.
Yes, we'll do that here in the studio. We'll just
have you've got the table set up for it right over there.
But we're going to have to charge a fee. I'm sorry. I cannot show my expertise without.
No, I mean, absolutely. There's got to be some sort of
You know, I mean, I go to painting classes all the time with my kids.
Yeah.
I have to pay for that shit.
Right?
Right, yeah.
So if you want to learn how to eat that banana cream pie that tastes so good from Trixie.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you teaching the art of eating the pie after it is cream pied?
Oh, no. I'm going to eat it and then cream it.
Hey!
There you go. That'll work.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get there.
Listen, I promise.
Yeah.
It's going to be delicious. And at the end of the day, there's going to be cream.
Is the leg shake going to happen?
Oh,
hey, Nick's watching. Nick, hi. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
We've got more stuff to put on the computer, just so you know. Cameras came in yesterday, and I got my hub going, so.
Okay,
you know.
So wait. So everyone who's listening to us recording right now.
Yes. Yes.
I was told.
What were you told?
That I was coming here and I had to be ready for the camera to be in my face.
Well, that camera will be in your face, but you're kind of blocked right now.
I meant my camera right here.
No, it's coming. Those are not hooked up yet.
Yeah, they're here. We're just waiting on the displays. Yeah. The holder.
Yeah.
I put makeup on.
You did.
Yeah.
And you look fabulous.
I unfucked myself today.
Yeah.
Trixie, you're laughing. I had a terrible, terrible week.
I know some of it.
We're not talking about
no, we're not going to talk about it.
I'm just going to say, I had a terrible week. Ryan said, there's cameras and mics.
She calls me freaking out.
What the fuck?
What? And I just saw your post.
I know. I was actually, I was in the studio and I was looking on Facebook and I'm like, Ryan, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, we got a camera. And I'm texting Daddy at the same time. And I'm like, I need makeup. Like,
meanwhile, this bitch doesn't text me nothing.
Well, because I was trying to sleep. I just wanted to sleep. Yeah, it was cold as shit.
She came out here a little
sleeping.
Early today. She just came out, and I texted her when I woke up because we have a streak going, so I got to keep the streak. She yelled at me.
Of course. Oh.
I almost let the streak fall.
I stopped streaking with you. Do not streak with me if you're not going to keep a streak. I promise you.
I got
you
a streak.
You
almost left it on mine, Missy.
I will fucking kill somebody.
Are we like 248 now?
Okay, well, yours is different because we have a different time management of our streak. But I streak Ryan every fucking morning between like 7 and 9.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker waits until like 11 o'clock. And he's like, good morning, you know bitch. It's 11 o'clock. I'm past good morning.
I am going to start keeping our streak going when I get up in the morning. Every morning at 3:15, I'm going to streak you.
Yeah. Send me your ceiling. I don't give a fuck.
All right, I will.
You can put an S. S means streak.
I hate those. I'm not doing
Apparently,
that.
I'm not cool because I'm not on either one of your motherfucking streaks.
We used to be, but there'll be days I snap you and then you'll be like, oh, it's 2 days go by. I didn't even check my
Are
snap.
You going to keep a streak?
So
yes.
If you keep a streak, I will. All I right, will here we keep go. You in our streaks.
Dude, you want to know my longest streak?
Yeah.
Dom.
I know,
dear God.
I know
can't
who
wait.
It's with.
Yeah, it's with Willow.
It's cold in here
of
again.
Of course, it's with Willow.
It's cold.
Well, it's because she's the only one that can keep
I'm not
up.
Cold. I am comfortable.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh my God.
1,082 days.
Why nice. Did nobody tell me that this is what I look like right now with?
What do you
things?
Want us to tell you? You look like.
What?
Daddy got some collars today for Dom. Yeah, so she's sending pictures of them right now.
Well, I'm sending them to Trixie. Okay. Trixie streak. Gets my. I'm going to streak her right now.
I'm gonna streak later.
I like
after
naked streaks, just so you know.
Yeah, okay, here, show so... them, model this off. This is everybody. Check out my God. New paddle. This is our in studio paddle. Flip that over there. Look at that. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like a cricket paddle or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
Like
talking,
something Donatello would.
My
carry
highest streak is 1,495 days.
Oh, so you got me beat.
It's It's with my stepson.
Oh, Gavin. I love that boy.
I know.
I have a Gavin.
You do have a
He's
Gavin.
He's headed to work here pretty soon. Yes. We have... So, if you guys remember, we talked about a woman who went to jail because she was having sex with her dog.
I don't understand.
Her dog was having sex with her. I would assume there was some peanut butter involved.
Listen, I promise you the whole time this morning, the dog was touching me. I literally had no, like, that's fucking...
Didn't cross your mind, did it?
I've never thought about having sex with the dog.
It's not gross. It's just not my thing.
Right.
Like, it's not gross?
Petting the... Well, it is gross, but I'm not going to, like,
We're not
going to
kink shame anybody if they're into fucking dogs.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
kink shame somebody.
It's illegal.
I mean, it is illegal.
Well, it depends on the state.
Okay. My point is,
wow.
is that
the fact
well,
that you know that
the
makes
dog,
it even scarier.
I don't have sex with animals. Sorry,
I
do
no
not
thought
either.
Process of that. Mm-mm. Like I'm just petting her, and then she licked. Okay, so I also don't like when dogs lick my face.
Yeah,
I let your dog lick my face this morning, and I was so irritated because then I had to go wash my face.
I get that.
I just.
Well, they say dogs have the cleanest mouths, but I mean they also lick themselves all day long.
Yeah, they lick their shit.
Yeah. They licked their balls.
Like, I'm sorry. She probably licked her vagina before she licked my face. I'm good. I'm going to go wash my shit.
She had dog pussy juice on her face.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, Jesus. Our dog friend is enjoying this.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, continue with your story.
I just got a text from my stepfather. And,
of course you did.
Yeah, I did. It's great. You want to hear what it says?
Yes.
Read it? Okay.
Of course we do.
So...
That sexy
man. They went to Florida this week. They are down on vacation. And I told them, joking around, I'm like, hey, you know, bike week's down there this week and last week. Like, you guys scoot over to Daytona, you know, see the bikes, have fun. And he just sent me a message and it says, some people like bike week. I prefer butt week.
Butt week?
I don't want to know what him and my mother have been doing.
I'm with
I do
you.
Not know.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you that butt week is when girls are on their period and dudes don't want to fuck them.
Well, that's their period. That's well, I'm all down for it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Get me them Red Wings.
Oh, we already know you like
okay,
the Red Wings.
Okay, so have we talked about Red Wings on this
Probably.
Podcast?
Yes, we have.
We've talked about a lot of things on this podcast.
I missed that.
Yeah.
You weren't here that day.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't here that day.
It was only three of us and we had a phone call.
Yeah.
A phone call.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, that's when I brought my Dirty Sanchez book in.
Yes, that was the week that the woman that we do not speak of anymore is was here. Correct?
Mm-hmm. No, she was just on phone call.
Oh, that's right.
She's on phone call.
All right. So anyway, this woman that went to jail for having sex with her dog got released. Okay. Well, apparently she's all over Facebook now, doing it again and talking about it and how great it is. She has her own page set up on this whole group on this other like website where it's just her and other dog fuckers.
Not motherfuckers.
Doggy fuckers are all talking about it. And Jake from State Farm let me know about it because he was in the same town as this woman. So he's been sending me messages and links to all these different groups that she's on. And I've been checking them out. And I'll never get those moments in my life.
Do you actually see the dog and her?
No.
Oh, no. It's just I've never seen
that. Yeah, it's all talk. Yeah, I mean, she could be talking shit. I don't know.
Cool. No, so we had something else to talk about besides dog fucking. When you're done, I have. Right.
Well, we have
thing.
Plenty of time.
So I have a couple comments. Well, first off, I had apparently a girl in high school. I don't remember how far behind or how ahead she was, but she stuck a hot dog in her and let the dog eat it out.
You know, I think that's were you there or because
no, I wasn't there. It was just
every town has their stories of things like I've heard that before about Minerva. Some girl in Minerva. It was always a girl that nobody knew, but their cousins, uncles, brothers, sister knew her, and they were in the school together. And this girl, you know, it's always that or like the one about the woman who sucked off the whole football team and had to have her stomach pumped because there was too much cum.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like I've heard that story before, and so I think every town has their own. Stories. So, if you guys should email us and let us know your town story. Like what story originated in your town that we need to know about?
Well, because
we would
love
to talk about.
There's a woman in town. She in my town, and she's pretty known for like her baton twirling and getting kids involved. And the story about her is that she fucked a kielbasa and it got stuck in her, and she had to go to the ER and have it surgically removed.
Wow.
And she's always talking to me,
Ryan,
and I'm like...
I think you have the charging cord on, not the mixer cord.
Oh, yeah, I do. Good call.
Because I didn't hear
it's
come...
so loud. Oh, let me just fix that. Hold on. Let me just fix that. Talk amongst yourself.
So I found out that the states that allow this or don't have laws against it, as of 2021... There are only four states that don't have laws against bestiality.
Really?
It's Hawaii, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
That do not have rules about
bestiality. There's no laws against it.
So you can fuck your dog in them four places.
Hmm. Well, that's good enough, because I've always wondered, where can I take my dog on vacation to, you know.
Hawaii, West Virginia, Wyoming, and what was the other one?
I forgot already.
So I can fuck the dog on the beach in Hawaii?
Yeah, apparently.
Hawaii, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
New Mexico.
Fuck yeah.
There you go. That's a lot better, right?
West Virginia's on that list.
Of course.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's only an hour from here, so if you just want to go tap that ass.
West Virginia gets a bad rap.
Well, obviously, for cousin
fuckers. And...
It's wild and wonderful, correct?
Wild and wonderful.
Isn't that the license plate motto? Wild and wonderful? I don't know.
No, they're like... second heaven or next to heaven.
It must have changed then.
Yeah.
Diet Pepsi?
That's what I swear. It's the thing there.
I cannot.
Yeah. Okay. So, this woman is out and about fucking dogs and doing her thing. So,
I mean, to each their own.
Oh, my God.
It's just gross, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
Okay, so what did you want to talk to us about?
Oh, my God. Okay, so last week, after we were done recording.
Mm-hmm.
My friend left.
Yes.
Which is not my friend.
Friend is done.
Done, done, done.
Done, done, and done.
Okay, cool. What's so, that? Doesn't matter.
No?
No. Daddy Matt is super quiet over there, but...
I'm wanting to hear her side of the story.
He's not that quiet. I mean...
He's reserved.
Quiet, but he totally will make you come in like 2 seconds.
Daddy Matt knows when to talk.
Okay, tell us the story.
Please, get into it, will you?
We're going to sit back and... In moments. I don't know, I just...
Oh, I want to know how this all started.
Spanking.
Yeah, he was like, let me spank you. And...
I found a riding crop.
And then he found a riding crop.
I can't believe I didn't have that in studio already. It's just been hanging on the side of the workbench forever.
So legit thing. Then your pants fell off?
No, okay, so no.
I need the details.
I was attached to the X.
Yes.
And I was just like, yeah, go ahead, hit me. Hit me as hard as you can. I literally have bruises on my ass. Bruises.
Good job, Daddy.
So, and then they were like, can you see me? Are you looking? Because you can see me. Okay, good. And I was like, I'm just going to pull my pants down because I want you to hit me harder. I know, it's super weird. You're looking at me like that.
No, I'm so intrigued in the story. Did she have a judgy
look to her face?
It wasn't judgy. It was just like inquiring.
Yes, I just need details.
She likes details.
I like getting hit really hard.
I mean, that's fine. I do not. But I just need the details, man.
So then I pulled my pants down and I was like, hit me again. Dude, I literally had a purple ass.
Where were those pictures, bitch?
Oh, you want one of the pictures?
Yes,
oh
my God.
No, we do not.
I'll just show Trixie.
I just need to be involved.
Stream it to the big screen up here.
Shut the fuck up. I will beat you.
Let's see, so everybody can see the screen.
Where's that new whip we just got? Where's that at?
The new paddle?
Yeah, where's that paddle at?
It's over there.
It's over here.
I'm going to hit you. I promise you I will hit you.
The hell you are. I don't like my butt touch.
Okay, so whatever.
Oh my God, your poor ass. Did he at least kiss it afterwards?
No. Oh, I kissed a lot of stuff.
What all did he do afterward? Could you?
I'm actually going to let Daddy tell about that.
Right. Oh, I got to talk about it now?
Because, I mean, as you say.
Listen, here's what I know. I got my ass beat, and it was so good. But then I also got to come a lot.
Okay, so what happened after the ass spanking?
Well, we proceeded to the couch.
Oh, with the whip.
With the whip, yeah.
And I had a line across my chest.
Yeah, but with the cattle prod, not the cattle prod.
Cattle prods, Jesus. Dog cages, you're pissing on people.
We're not doing that.
None of that is happening.
Well, I do have a dog cage big enough for even Trixie.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say I'm fat?
No.
It did come out like
voluptuous. I know.
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
You got a booty on you.
Yeah. All of me will fit in, but not that ass. Sorry.
Oh, no, that ass will definitely fit in there.
Okay.
It's an extra large dog cage.
Do you want to be locked in the cage? Do you get into that?
I did buy it for that particular reason.
I don't know. I've never been locked in a cage. Are you going to feed me?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Can we DoorDash some food?
I don't have the cage on me right now.
Can you put me in a cage and give me my phone so I can DoorDash food? Then you got to feed it
Let
to me.
Let the dog outside Absolutely. To pee once in a while.
So I guess remote control vibrator and a butt plug with a ball gag, and then we'll put her in a cage?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to the couch.
Okay, to the couch, to the couch.
We got the flogger out, the little whip thing with the leather straps. And
I was released from the X.
Yeah. And we proceeded to pull down her top, and we were whipping her tits.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, I forgot the nipple clamps were on there, too.
Right.
Okay.
The ones with little bells on them. So every time she was running around, it sounded like a little cat or something running around.
Right.
Run around. I just laid there and took it like a champ.
You walked around a little bit. There was bells going off.
So what happened after all
Well,
this?
As I was whipping her, she was masturbating. And apparently I got her wet because she put it in my mouth and said, here, taste this.
Oh, yeah, like this.
You go, girl. Okay.
Well, then I proceeded to take off her pants and...
What?
Oh,
right,
Lord.
Right.
Obviously. And proceeded to devour.
Have a snack.
The all-you-can-eat buffet.
All-you-can-eat buffet. It was kind of difficult the way she was laying, too.
It was a weird spot.
Yeah.
Was it?
So why didn't you just pick her up and move her ass?
Apparently she was comfortable. I was just going to let her be.
I was so comfy.
Yeah.
Trixie, you know when I'm comfortable.
Oh, same here, girl. If I'm comfortable, don't fucking move me.
Absolutely. Like, you can have all the snacks you want, but don't fucking touch
me. So.
Well, I was fingering her, eating her out, and then rubbing the clit at the same time.
Oh.
Damn! I am going to hit him today. Today is the day I'm going to hit you for real.
I know okay,
you
are. So
I know you are.
Where's the paddle?
Other than the licking of the buffet, did the dick get wet?
No, I denied her dick.
You denied her dick.
Yes.
Why?
She asked me to.
I told her no.
Why did you tell her no?
Because I'm daddy.
Oh, because he's in charge.
Because daddy makes the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy okay. makes
Brad
the rules.
Brad follows the rules.
Oh, well, no, they don't. What the fuck?
The submissive is actually more in charge than the dom during a dom and submissive relationship.
Okay. So challenge. Was this a one-time escapade?
Well, we're not done yet either.
Oh.
Oh, please.
Well,
do
you're telling
continue.
The story slow, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Well,
speed
after
it
I,
up a little.
After I got done eating her out, I proceeded to pull on her hair and choke her and finger at the same time, and apparently got her really wet and squirting.
Yeah, so don't sit on the couch.
That couch is deep clean, just in case.
Apparently,
wonders.
She told me if I keep making her come, she's going to make me fuck her.
Okay, yeah. So is like I said, was this a one-time thing, or has it happened
I told her
since?
Whenever, if and when she's ready, I'm ready for a second round.
Oh.
I mean, we're recording today, and it's Sunday, right?
Sunday fun Sunday. Day.
I was just going to say that.
Great minds, bitch.
Great minds.
But I did buy some more toys.
Is it a penguin?
No, I didn't buy a penguin.
Okay, can I just note that my penguin is currently hidden underneath my couch because I used my penguin 3 times this morning before I came out here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, girlfriend.
God, I was literally just, I needed all of it. So I got to come 3 times this morning in the last one.
Yeah.
It was everything I needed. Like, every.
And you didn't fall asleep after that? You drove way out here?
Yeah, I fell asleep on the couch. Out here that I will continue to sleep on until I get locked out of the.
Well, you got a fingerprint out here, yeah, so you can get into the fingerprint.
I was actually more worried about the main door being locked when I got here. It's like,
so I got a new paddle.
Sleep in my fucking car. I'm gonna be pissed at Ryan, and I'm gonna go knock on the window. Then it's like, Jamie's home.
She's working.
Sorry, Gluck Gluck's home.
No, yeah.
We are not waking her up.
Right.
Oh, she'll kill you if you wake her up.
I know, and that's what I was thinking. So I was like, I'm gonna go in here, I'm gonna go sleep, and if not, I'm sleeping in my car. And she's gonna wake up and be like, Ryan.
Well, this is always here in case
someone's in the driveway.
Well, I'm sure she saw your car when she was heading to work this morning.
I wasn't here that early though. But I didn't know she was going to work, so when I pulled in here I literally pulled in to the podcast. I didn't even look up there. But I was opening the big door. And I'm like, if I can't get in here, I'm going to be so sad. Because I'm sleeping in my car. Like, I'm not waking her. I literally am a woman. I know if somebody fucking wakes me up, I'm going to kill them.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody who is not my husband, who's about to fuck me, wakes me up, I'm going to be even more pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to kill him if he wakes me up to fuck me. But I'm also going to kill somebody else.
I have woke Gluck Gluck up numerous times in the middle of the night. But it's always because of some kind of drama. And I'm usually drunk. And she likes it. But she's like, okay, bitch, I'm going to go back to bed now.
Yeah. Okay, so fun story. Last week after the podcast, I fell asleep.
I knew something was going on because I was getting text messages. I need you to get a hold of Ryan. I need you to get a hold of Ryan. Dom's kids are locked out.
Do not respond to those.
Well, I didn't. I was sleeping.
Okay, so I fell asleep. We recorded last week at our normal time.
Apparently got ate out.
And I got ate out afterwards. But I fell asleep afterwards because, I mean, you know, after every good cum, you got to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Multiple cums.
So, until 7 p.m.,
oh, Lord.
So my first phone call came in at 7 p.m. that I answered.
Yeah.
That I answered. That's the key word here. And I was told, like, I have to work tonight and blah, 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 whatever. Doesn't matter. It wasn't important. I didn't do it. And then I hung up and I went back to sleep. So then at 11 o'clock when I did wake up, or 10 o'clock, it was 10 o'clock.
10:30,
oh my
you got
God.
It. Yeah.
I fucking woke up to my son calling me. Which is probably when your messages came in.
Yeah.
My kid was locked out. Because somebody woke me up and was like, "Are your kids good? Do not ever sleep. Do not trust Sleep Dom. Sleep Dom is the worst."
Yeah. Thing. Yeah, I learned that. I learned that real quick.
Because I woke up and I was like, "What the fuck?
Panic attack.
It's this time. I gotta go." Right. And then, you know what? Ryan and Gluck Gluck were really good. They put all my shit in one place. But I went out there and I was like,
"I did that.
Where's my shit?" Well, Gluck Gluck probably told you to do that.
Probably, yeah. She probably did.
But I was like, "Where the fuck's my shit? Like, I gotta go. My kid's waiting for me." I've never in my life not been home when my kid came home. Okay, so the thing about my kid, though, is he went to Cleveland for the day. He was supposed to be gone until, like, midnight.
Yeah.
They got home at 10 o'clock.
He doesn't have a key?
Oh, he does. He does. So, child, while you're listening to the podcast that you're not allowed to listen to, take your fucking key with you.
Oh, my God. He's going to hear about last weekend.
He forgot his fucking key. Oh, he enjoys this, actually.
He will literally
come
week.
Upstairs and he'll be like, "Mom, you talked about that."
What up, Joey?
Oh,
what
Lord. Up, hey, Joey. Oh, fuck. Oh,
so Joey, I do have one thing.
The shit out of this.
I have one thing for everybody today.
Okay.
And I promised everybody last night to practice your karaoke skills. Lord. Okay.
You did not. You
yes,
told
I did. I put it. Sorry, you weren't in group.
At the yeah.
So you don't have to participate, but I think it would be fun because of Dre. He gave me this idea. All right. Yesterday was Biggie's Dre death who? Date. Dre Lee was Biggie's death date. Okay. So I thought it would be fun today for me to play a couple clips for you and see if,
you can,
we've all seen it, but I want to see if you know any of the lyrics to some very popular Biggie songs.
I do. But do you? Can we just know, does Dre listen to this?
Yeah, of course Dre listens to this. Every time it comes out. What's up, Dre?
What's up, Dre?
What up? Now he can see you.
No, he can't because I'm
yes,
behind.
He can. Say you hi, said, Dre.
You said you adjusted so, it.
Right there. There you are hiding.
Yeah, he can't see me.
Right there.
Hi, Dre.
Move over.
There you go. I can see your hand. Yeah.
Dude, I literally get to see this man's dick on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right.
It's fun.
I want to see.
Sit, play me a song.
Okay. All right.
Play a good song.
Okay.
Don't be shitty, Ryan.
Yeah. This album is dedicated.
Sing it.
To all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from. I called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good, baby, baby.
It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Yeah. Hanging pictures on my wall.
Yeah. Rapper Cat, Mr. Magic, Molly Moe.
I let my tape drop to my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack. With the hat.
When I had the red and black lumberjack.
With the hat to match.
She's got it. Rapping, dude, yes.
The highs are high. Never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rock tight. Time to get paid. Blow up like the World Trade. Bonezilla. The opposite of a winner.
Remember when I
get tongue tied.
That's alright. What do we got here? See, it's just a party up in here. That's what we do. So, 1997, we lost an iconic member of hip hop. That's right. And we it makes
I mean,
us sad.
I kept
but
playing that song, and I would have just went over there with my headset and tried to.
Oh, I think we need
I'll throw it up on after the show. You can sing as much as you
Ryan,
want.
Ryan, how about a particular song?
All right, what do you got?
Getting Hot.
Oh, my God. Do not you dare.
Oh, what
I
happened?
I will lose my headset.
Really?
Don't play with me.
All right, I won't.
Do not.
No, no.
Yes,
would
you
I do
are.
That?
You're literally looking for it right now.
I'm not. I don't know what you're doing.
I can see what you're doing because there's a camera.
Oh,
I can
shit,
see it right there.
That sucks. Man, oh, man.
That's Ryan just... is the worst. Y'all, I know. Y'all are listening. Like, Ryan is fantastic.
But he's the worst.
He's on some bullshit right now.
You know what my favorite is? Is the new version.
I don't want the new version. Do not play the new version.
All right. Damn. I won't. You might have to take the headset off, though.
No, I'm not. I'm going to stand right here where nobody can see me.
Okay.
Well, you stand over there, everyone's going to see you. You can't go very far with that headset.
See, there you are. Okay, we can see you.
Yeah, you're full display over there.
Yeah.
Where?
It's coming. It's taking a second to load here, so.
She likes it smacked.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. So
hot in here. I don't even have, like, a...
Use the side of the wall right there.
She can't even hear it now.
You want to go? Hey, go over on the X. I can move the camera over. Go over on the X.
Yeah, go to the X. I was like, good gracious, ass and bodacious. Flirtatious, trying to show patience. I'm waiting for the right time to shoot my steed. You know, waiting for the right time to blast them keys. And I'm leaving. Please, I'm leaving. Me and the rest of my heathens. Checking out a lot of things. He's getting it all. No, don't. Birds I'm feeding. No deceiving. Nothing else.
Uh-oh. Oh boy, you guys are in trouble now.
You are playing with me.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
So one of the paddles I got is a brat paddle, so it'll leave a mark on her.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it does. But, okay, so y'all don't know this, but that song was picked because...
It was hot in here?
Because at Bowling Green, it literally I had is. No it was fucking hot in filter. Here.
No.
It was not hot.
It's hot in here.
No, I don't have a blankie, so it's not actually that hot.
So there was also a complaint last week that the nipple clamps weren't enough, so I bought new ones.
Facts. Look at these things.
These are $20 nipple clamps.
Those are sexy.
Show that to the world up there, will you? Wow. All
right. Let me see.
Yeah. Checking out these new nipple clamps.
Hey, we can't do that on Twitch.
We can't do what?
Well, it'll kick your stream off. Put them on under your shirt, though. See how that feels.
You can't see me on
Well, that's true. That's true. We don't acknowledge her. She just won't, you know. She's got her chair spun around.
I exist behind. I mean. For real.
I try to chat, but it doesn't let me because.
I'm for real doing this.
Are you?
They are so tight.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got other special ones?
That looks painful. Yeah, what do you get?
So these have 8-ounce balls on each one of them.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Let me see this. Oh.
Let's see. What you got?
I am not even turning around. I am putting on what I have.
God. Look at... Oh, guys. Look at that.
Can I have that one instead?
Yeah, this absolutely.
This was so
please.
Fucking tight.
It's the same thing. It's the same company.
I wonder if I hang those on my penis if it'll get bigger.
Oh my God, I'm so
like
scared.
I walk around with 16.
So these ones with the weights on them are $30.
Right?
What are you yelling for?
She's got one on.
Dom, what?
Turn around.
Turn around before I take it off. You have one on. Yes. Yes. Turn around.
Let me see.
I can't let go. Tracy, that's not where you put it. You gotta go deeper. Look,
right? Clearly, I'm vanilla, motherfucker.
Nobody can see it. It doesn't matter.
I've got,
deeper, like, back here.
No, yeah, you're blind.
Ready? So, you see where my nipple rings are? This motherfucker's heavy.
In studio, nipple clamps.
I gotta show my husband. All right, are you ready?
Hold on.
You're good. I'm blocking.
Oh, it hurts. He's gonna say, "Why is your nipple purple?" Oh,
yeah. I could hear that thing hit the table.
Wait a minute. You put it way back there?
Yeah, because I have nipple rings. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my poor tit. My poor titty. I need to kiss.
I can put it closer, but I want it to be in the same place as my nipple ring. Look, Trixie.
Oh, hot. If you bet enough, the ball could go in your vagina.
No, I can't. I cannot.
Kegel balls.
Cannot bend like that. Okay, I'm also taking it off. That is a whole lot of weight.
I bet it is. What the fuck? That thing looks heavy as shit. My God.
My nipple hurts.
Oh, God.
It's fucking bruised. Look. It's already bruised. Oh, she's making it feel better. Are we about to get kicked off Twitch?
No.
I blocked
it. No, Daddy's blocking it over here.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, my nipple hurts.
Do you want to kiss? Listen, mommy kisses make it better, and I'm a mommy.
It's true.
So if you want mommy kisses, I will kiss you all day long.
My nipple is awfully sore.
All right, let me see it.
It's bad.
Okay.
For real. Do you not see? Ew, she used your fucking teeth. It hurts, you dumbass.
Oh, Lord almighty. Sorry. The things we get into.
Trixie, I'm sorry. Ouch. I'm a fighter. Do you not know that by now?
No.
How long have you known me?
You know, it might not hurt if I just didn't have an 8-ounce ball hanging off of my fucking nipple.
That's true.
Listen, I'm sorry.
And this clamp is...
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Fucking tight. I want you to put it on your fucking nipple.
You know you will.
Daddy, try it.
Let the bitch hang.
While we're talking, Trixie, pretend like you don't know that I'm a biter.
I hurt just like...
Show the camera.
Ouch.
Oh, they can't see that either. Fuck. But we can talk about
this. You
want to
take a picture of it?
Yeah, I do. I got to put this on her.
You know, I put WD-40 on all you guys' stools and forgot my own yesterday, and now it's squeaking.
Well, I'm confused right now.
Hold on. We got to redo this. Don't take it off. How does that feel?
Fine.
It feels good?
Doesn't feel good. It just feels fine. Doesn't bother me.
That motherfucker's heavy.
Ready?
For what?
Uh-oh. Hold on. Hold on. Whatever you're doing.
I think she wants to bite my nipple.
Oh, that's probably.
No.
Ow. Mm-mm.
Did you just bite his chest?
She did, yeah.
Where's the bark?
Oh, there's no
part
right now.
Oh, my.
Wow, that looks very painful.
What a crazy bitch.
Trixie, I told you I was a fighter.
I don't want to be bit, but...
You have known way longer than today that I'm a biter.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. My nipple hurts. I'm sorry. I just don't do pain.
If you genuinely want a kiss, I will kiss it and make it better.
No, you don't fuck that up.
No, I didn't.
So while we're all sitting around here talking about hurt nipples and biting and this and that, off topic, do you guys know that we're having a gigantic jamboree this summer?
Oh, it is going to be so much different than the normal ones, but in such a good fucking way.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Yes.
You know what?
So I had the idea the other day. What, though?
No, go ahead.
I had the idea the other day that I was going to reach out to a friend of ours who happens to go by the name of Sniping for Dom. Oh. And if you guys listen to Dom, you will... Well, not sniping for you.
Sniping for Dom. Shot her.
It's so funny.
This is why you stay on that side.
Oh, girlfriend, her phone.
And the nipple clamps. Okay, so doesn't matter. Listen.
Yes.
But you said sniping for Dom.
Yeah, I did.
I am so peeping Dom.
You are peeping Dom. Yeah, there's a lot of Doms.
Clearly.
But we are doing a combined party this year. A combined massive jamboree style weekend long party. And he's using his connections, I'm using my connections, and we are joining forces.
We're combining. Bring
a gigantic 4th of July summer jamboree.
Oh, I'm so excited. He has at least, what would you say, 200 to 300 people come through his house.
Yeah.
And he lives in the city.
We had 50 RSVPs in one day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, and then we have at least about 100 here at your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be massive. That's is Dre still coming?
He says he is.
He loves sniping for Dom. He is,
yeah. So.
Dude, we're about to cut your dick off.
You keep crinkling and moving and.
Sorry.
Can we sit down and do a podcast?
Sure.
Can we do that now? And then maybe afterward we can like play with stuff and see everything. All right.
Well, we're missing the other one too.
Well, I know. Doing what all the things we can do here. Talking about this party. So.
So normally he has two beer trucks. And yeah. Bubba 33's caters. Now, I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to do that this year out here. If he said that he does have people that he can call.
Okay. I was going to say, how is this going to work? Because, I mean, from their restaurant to here. And last year at his house, they had to go back to the restaurant and get more food.
So well, we'll have to. I'm sure once they know like where we're at, he'll be able to figure out what the best route will be for that.
Okay.
As far as like
we got a few months, so
the brewery that he had there last year, they're actually 10 minutes down the road from me, so they're very close.
And that beer.
Oh, that beer though.
That beer.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So this party is going to be massive. We tell you, if you want to come, get a hold of one of us. We will get you invited. Yeah. And
I got Marcus an invite.
Have you discussed with Sniping for Dom about the maybe asking for a small donation towards fireworks from people?
I did not talk to him about that, no.
But we posted about it.
But, yeah, we did. We always do. You can ask him about that.
I'll just post it in the group.
Okay, there you go. We had such an issue last Friday trying to figure out this group because I posted, he couldn't invite, he'd post, I couldn't invite, and then we both just did our own post, and then everything started working after that. So
imagine
now we can
that.
Invite from both posts. So
okay, that works.
Yeah, so everybody's a co-host in each one of our groups, so you can post from either one.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so that's going to be, I mean, fireworks. You got the pool, you got the hot tub, all the property. You can camp, you know, from
fish.
Friday afternoon to Sunday at noon if you want to.
You can fish. You can walk through the trails.
We got the trail through the woods.
If you have a four-wheeler. Look, yeah. I'm just throwing that out there.
If you got a four-wheeler. There are plenty places to go riding.
I've never been taken in the woods.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he hasn't taken you on a ride through Izzy's woods?
No. Oh, it's cool.
That is so much fun. All the time that we're going to do it.
We could actually do that today because Izzy was snapping me.
Today we can do it.
Yeah, we can do that today if you want.
No, we can't.
Oh, okay.
I almost just tipped my chair. I was trying to get my phone. It's under my ass.
Can I just say my nipple still hurts?
I bet it does. My God,
let
that looked painful.
Let me see it, and I'll give it to I promise I won't bite it. I'll give it tisses.
No. It hurts. I got to go home and have my husband kiss it.
That looked like a little fishing
Rocky,
worm sticking in the water and a fish going.
Please give her the kisses.
All the kisses on my clit.
Because I probably bit her nipple, so her clit super like...
Could you hang one of those from your clit? I mean, do people get into that?
Fuck yeah, you can. Let's try it. I'm sure it's okay.
Absolutely not.
She's out on that.
I told Sexual Chocolate I'm going to hang him from his testicles.
Oh.
Yeah.
After the podcast, anything goes.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see what happens.
If you guys do I need pictures.
I'm so sorry that you're working.
Oh, so we need pictures next time?
Yes. Pictures or it didn't happen.
Ooh. Also, can I just note when I had to accept my phone call?
Yeah.
It was a video call, and I was trying really hard to hide my shit that is attached to me. So, y'all don't know.
Uh-huh.
I got, like, necklaces attached.
Yeah. Yeah. We see the AirPod
I think the brat needs
holder.
To be up top.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it would look better up top.
I don't even feel it. Where's it at?
It's under there.
It's underneath.
It's under the heart.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's way down there.
Oh, it's like on. Yeah, right there. Oh, it's yep, on the it. Other one.
Yeah.
Because when I was talking to
yeah.
the child,
yes.
he was like, "Mom, why can't I see your face?"
Well, there's a whole.
He's
going
to listen to the podcast anyways.
Yeah.
All right, bro. You couldn't see my face because I got these chokers on. I don't give a shit. Honestly, at the end of the day, like, the boy is the one I'm the least worried about. I mean.
No, that makes sense.
He's his dad's kid.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's my daughter. She's the one that's going to destroy my life.
Yeah.
Well, they do that to us. Their little girls are bitches.
I'm going to be a grandma at like 20. She is going to be like 20 and I'm going to be
a grandma. Don't say that.
Listen, at least she's not seven. I was 17 when I gave birth to that baby.
Oh, Lord.
So at least she's waiting until she's like 22.
Right.
Actually, she's not. She's not. She has no intention. She literally begged me to take that shit out. So we're going to adopt babies. Okay. She's not. She thinks it's disgusting.
Yeah. My daughter wants nothing to do with kids right now.
Oh, yeah. No, she went through that class and she's like, Mom, that's totally terrible. It's gross. Yeah. I'm not doing that. There's no baby coming out of me anywhere. Yeah. Like, I'm not even having sex. And I'm like, girl, I love you.
Right.
Like, just remember that when a boy starts rubbing on you. And
right. Yeah. Okay. Let me also know. She went to her dance on Friday with a girl.
Really?
Okay.
That's better. There's no babies.
That's right.
Fuck yeah. So to all you girls out there that are doing girls, I love you.
We love you. We all love you. The world loves you.
I don't care about y'all. Yeah. I just love the fact that my daughter is in the same mindset. Like, I do not. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not there. I'm way too young.
Right.
To deal with that bullshit.
So we are having somebody else on the show next week.
Yes. Her name's Mandy.
And
I literally hate how quick your topic changes.
Well, because if I don't, you will meander on for 13 and a half fucking hours about the same shit. So I have to keep the show moving by talking.
I will not. I did.
That's why I do what I do.
I actually just loosened it back up from where Daddy fixed it.
Shocker. So, yeah, we're going to go to dinner next weekend, next Friday.
Yeah, I'm going too.
Because she's, as you said, single as fuck now.
Single as fuck.
Single as a Pringle.
So, I love no rules. Trixie.
Yes, I like that. Single as a Pringle.
Single as a Pringle, and she's ready to mingle.
Well, okay, I'm not ready to mingle, so please don't try to mingle with me.
We're going to go have tacos. And then we're going to come back out here, and I did find a movie for
next week. We're having tacos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. What's wrong with tacos? That new place?
No,
You know what's wrong with tacos?
What?
When I think about tacos, I think about tacos.
Tacos.
Yes, tacos.
Trixie.
I like my tacos. So
can I have a taco?
Yeah, there's one over here somewhere on the table. Right. Shut up. They're soft, though.
Extra tomatoes.
Oh, yours is soft.
It's just hairy right now. It's a hair pie. I haven't shaved it over a week.
Look at the fur burger.
What the fuck did
I say? A fur burger?
Fur burger.
No, it's, fuck. I have a whole name for it.
Seasoned with sweetness?
Ryan is over here so bad.
No, I'm just going off invisibly topic. Shooting myself in the camera right
just
now. It's okay.
Talking.
It's
all
right.
It's all right. Keep talking. We're going
to
talk over
So you. Our guest is somebody who is new to our clique.
Yes. And super fucking cute.
She is adorable. Yes.
God,
did you see the chain picture that she posted yesterday?
Okay, can I just... Does she listen?
Yeah, she's... Okay, as this drops, she's listening, so...
I promise I will totally fuck the shit out of her.
She might know. So, she just wants to... She wants to ease into our craziness.
Okay, so when you're ready... Okay.
Oh, when you're ready.
She's throwing that out on the table. That
you're going to be hard.
I promise when you're ready. I got you, girl.
And she is cute.
She is. She's not cute. She's like, I don't have words for it.
She's hot.
Yeah, I just. Just keep talking because I don't.
I kind of like how you're describing
it. She's getting like horny talking about Mandy over here.
I think so, too.
You could just start rubbing yourself. It's okay. We won't judge.
Dude, I promise. When she's ready, and she is ready, ready.
Ready, ready. Spaghetti.
I will totally ease you into it.
Okay.
She'll take a slow and
fuck
sweet.
The shit out of you once you're ready. I'll ease you in, but when you're ready, 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 ready.
So, like, just FYI, she likes boys and girls.
I'm totally fine with that. I like boys and girls, Ryan.
I know.
I will totally eat the shit out of her the first time, just so she knows how serious it is.
Yes.
Because I love pleasing somebody.
You're a pleaser.
I am. That's why I'm a nurse. I like to please people, make them happy, give them a good life. Mm-hmm. Dude, I will totally give you a good life.
There you go.
Without any of the extra
shit.
Spicy
tea, without all the drama.
Yeah.
All the bullshit of
men.
Let
me eat your pussy.
I have never had anybody beg me like that. Mandy, you better be on board.
I'm going to hear as soon as she listens to the show.
If you're not, Trixie is going to take the repercussions.
Oh, but I don't want bit, bitch.
I won't bite you. I'll be nice. I'll be nice.
Yeah.
I promise. I can be nice.
She could be nice.
I can be.
That Matt followed us. He was popping up on the screen.
I thought I did follow you already.
Yeah.
My apologies.
That's all right. You're there now. That's what counts.
Follow you where?
On Twitch. Here, on
follow
Twitch.
Me anywhere.
Oh, I'm not following you on Twitch.
Okay.
Shit, sorry.
Settle the beginning of that. What's that one song?
Somebody moved my shit from the wrong.
It had to be done. It had to be done right, because of this mega mic.
We don't do well with change, and Ryan decided he's going to come in here and move shit.
So anyone who's watching, this is why you can't see me. It used to be over here.
I'm going to move it down and flip your mic upside down so they can see you. It'll be a straight shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't want them to see me.
I don't want them to see me, and I'm right here.
I love being a mystery. I am mystery Dom.
No, you're peeping Dom.
Well, yes, I'm peeping Dom.
There's no mystery about her. She's basically telling you she's about to rape this woman.
I'm not going to rape her.
All right, you know what? Hold up. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to run some scenarios.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I love Ryan's game.
Here we go. We're going to play scenarios.
I hate his game.
I love his games.
All right, Dom.
Okay.
Okay. You go into a dark room. It's pitch black. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lights are off. It's only you and Mandy in the room. Mm-hmm. And it happens to be this podcast studio. And she happens to be strapped down to that little table in the middle of the room that we have. And it's just the mood lighting that's on. And she looks at you in the eye. Uh-huh. And you catch eye contact with her.
Uh-huh.
What do you do to her?
Oh, I'm totally...
Slowly, I want
going
you
to... Just
step by step.
I mean, can we just
do you start off with lay
on the table so I can show what I'm gonna do? Can we take these over
no,
there?
My question is, do you start off with conversation? Do you start off?
No, she's already tied mysterious. To the table.
Yeah,
oh, I missed tied. That part. She's tied. Oh, well then.
We have a strap set that Daddy brought today that we're gonna put on that. So you can actually strap your arms.
The
down.
Glass table?
No, the glass table's gone. It's
oh,
the
thank
bed.
God.
See the bed over there in the middle of the room?
I thought that was the glass room. Table.
No, that's no. A bed.
Okay, you can lay on that. Okay, so I am going to just touch her.
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
Why don't you show our viewers the bed?
Okay.
I'm going to start at the knees because I'm assuming that's what I'm getting.
I want you guys to picture this little bed right here. All right. Well, now it's a ceiling. All right, this little bed right there, we're going to zoom in. There we go. Mandy is laying on that bed. She is strapped down right now. You come in here with the mood lighting.
And what do I'm you do? Going to start at the bottom of the bed.
Okay.
And touch her.
Okay.
And the moment I get to what I want.
Mm-hmm. It's over?
No, it's not over.
No, like that deal. That's your set. That's it. That's what
I am
not
going
over.
To. Be nice and gentle and not bite.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Trixie.
Why are you sorry for me?
Because I bit
oh,
you.
Oh, my nipple. Yeah.
Not going to bite.
Okay.
I can be gentle.
Yeah.
Says who? Can you, like, be gentle with a vanilla woman?
You are the least vanilla woman ever. Why are you recording?
I gotta have some material for... For our TikTok.
Okay, so we are going to, I'm going to continue.
Okay. Are they done looking at the table now, guys? Can they come see us? Okay.
Oh, his daddy's over there.
Oh, there we go. Clean that up, Daddy.
Showing us.
Put a blanket off there. Make it look all romantic and inviting.
Oh, there no, you okay, go. Okay. So
now,
keep,
see,
no,
this
keep
camera, we can record this.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You can't
Dom
hear me.
Dom is going to come over. We can hear you still. You talk, but you're not on the mic immediately. So, all right. Here she comes. Show us what you're going to do there, Dom.
Right here. This is it.
Okay, that's it right there?
Yeah, because I'm assuming
the position.
Everything I want is right here.
Okay, well, if you're not watching live, I'm sorry. But if you are, you see Dom on the bed.
It's going on TikTok.
Giving us exactly what she would do to Mandy, given the opportunity out here in the studio.
Wow.
All right.
I will totally.
We're coming back. Here we come, guys.
Here we come.
Okay, so not only will I do what you saw.
Yeah.
But I would, dude, I love this.
Wow. You're looking at me, sir.
Do you enjoy eating pussy? Like, is it like enjoyment for you? I was asking a woman.
Yes.
I do too.
I do. I genuinely enjoy it.
Like, I do too.
Okay, so my concept is that I love pleasing people.
Get closer to the mic.
Okay, I love pleasing people.
Yeah.
So I love eating pussy because I know at the end of the day, like, she's getting off.
Well, you know how good it feels.
And it, I've never done anything with anyone that didn't taste good. So, like, she's getting off and it tastes so good. And
I don't really think they taste.
Oh, they taste.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a taste to it.
Depends on what they eat.
Oh.
Yeah, that does.
And your pH balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they taste good. I'm enjoying it. She's moaning my name. Like, what the fuck?
All you hear is...
Why would I not enjoy that?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like that. Because you sound like a guy.
Thank God he's a man.
Hi, puppy.
Oh,
Trixie moaned my name.
Oh, Dom.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's it.
Role play that, would you?
No.
Lick it faster.
She's not on the table. Oh, I will lick it however you want, baby.
Do you lick taint?
If you ask me to.
I like that licked now. I'm just learning new things about myself.
That's good.
Like toe fucking and taint licking.
Yeah, I like my taint licks.
Oh, my God. Like, can we talk about feet for a second?
Yes.
Please.
Oh, my God. Okay, so... I don't know that you guys knew this, because I think this was before this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a foot guy.
Okay.
That paid me.
Yeah, you did.
Excessive money.
Mm-hmm. Just to lay there and use her feet as a jack-off toy.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, cool. So, fun story. He messaged me this week.
Really?
Oh!
He wants to hang out again.
Nice.
Ask him if he likes rough feet.
Oh. Trixie, you kidding me?
I will join on this.
Well, you had baby feet, but
I did. That only lasts so long, especially when I walk around without my shoes on. But
back Matt, I hear every breath you take.
Like my apologies over there.
So I think you need to see if he wants 2 feet or 4 feet at the same time.
I am pretty sure he will take all the feet.
What I need
if you
some money.
Foot fuck at the same time? Would that be? Rubbing them together and
we could
how would we use 4 feet to fuck the same?
You're just rubbing your feet together.
Just 2 different feet at once.
That's how feet would fuck, rubbing together.
I mean, if he's into it, he could put his toe in my vagina.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a whole different. let me go back to that. He's putting what in your vagina?
His big toe.
Yeah. Did you miss that? She likes to be toe fucked.
My husband will toe fuck me anytime. Mm-hmm. I just like it's kind of hot.
I'm
but
not...
feet don't gross me out.
Okay, so I have this problem.
What's your problem?
I dropped a whole fucking drawer on my foot.
Ooh.
And it hit one of my toes.
And she has like a lot of accidents.
She's very shocker. All right, cool. It's not that bad. Look, it's really not that bad. My toe looks normal. I am self-conscious because
it's feet.
It's not as cute as the rest of them.
Oh, Lord.
So, okay, whatever. He's still going to come on my toes and it's going to be fine. I know that.
Right.
What are y'all talking about?
I could hear Matt breathing excessively heavy over there and I was just trying to tell him to back up a little bit.
It might just be you.
It might. Can you guys hear him breathe?
I could hear him.
I don't know if it's coming recording, though.
I'm going to listen. Now I'm going to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
He's getting all hot and bothered over how you're bending Mandy over here.
Yeah.
I can't. That's why you can hear him.
Maybe. Because
I'm about to fuck somebody. I really.
And we're all voyeurs, so we like to watch.
Love to watch. Absolutely.
Listen, Mandy, I will totally fuck the shit out of you. Leave whatever at home.
Mandy, I can't wait to get a snap from you and hear all about your...
Better snap
I'm so
me, too.
Yeah,
I promise you, I'm not crazy. I just... I'm a little excessive when I'm drinking. And I've been drinking all day, so...
Yeah.
Watch the story. You can see us.
Yep.
Deuces. Oh, I gotta stand up, right?
Okay, yep. Gotta stand up.
Look at that tongue.
There's the smile. That's the one we always see in Snap last summer. It was always the same one.
So you guys can see me now.
Yep.
Dude, I like to please a woman.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I get
it. Women deserve to enjoy themselves.
Absolutely.
And if I can do that,
yeah,
Mandy, I will.
Mm-hmm. Mandy, she will.
Whatever you have at home. So sorry. I recently learned I don't give a fuck. So
yeah.
Let me fix that.
Okay.
I
there
will.
It is.
Do the things. Actually, not even Mandy. Just, yeah. You know, if there's a girl that is struggling with getting off at home, I will totally work.
You're volunteering.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
There you
just
go.
Just come to the podcast studio.
You heard it here first.
Apparently, that's where I do it.
Apparently.
The podcast studio is my...
It's where the magic happens.
That's right.
It is where the magic happens. Trixie, you are so right. I love her.
I got good words today, I guess.
You do. Look at you. Do we have anything else today?
No.
I think we're good today.
Are we good? Yeah, I have nothing else to say.
Got their goodness?
We love you guys.
All right, we love you guys. We hope you've heard us, and we hope you've seen us.
By the way,
and
my nipple still fucking hurts.
Our nipple still hurts.
My funny for the day is deuces.
Deuces, bitches.
Deuces. That's great.
Good Lord.
We love you too, beggars.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in today.
We appreciate each and every one of you for listening to us.
We would love it if you'd email us at thespicyteapodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at thespicytea. If you're looking for me, you can find me at thecigarstar43 on Instagram and TikTok. You could find Trixie here at Trixie55 on OnlyFans or TrixieBell.55 on TikTok.